Welcome back to Archimedes. I'm your host, Kevin Pollack. Yes, that Kevin Pollack. Was that this Thursday? No, I'm sorry. I got a thing. Yeah. I mean, if you're moving to a new place on the weekend, you know. No, sorry, I can't do this weekend. Come on, buddy, a little notice. No, not next weekend. Dude, why are you being a dick? But I digress. Let's meet our alchemist, shall we? In no particular order. Let's quickly check in with Craig Kukowski for his fall movie preview. Kukow?
Kevin, so many movies coming out this fall, this autumn. We've got MCU. Mm. We've got Fast. We've got Furious. We've got new Wes Anderson,
sure.
Which was all shot in a small town in France and is all centered. Mm-hmm. It's very balanced. I am not going to see anything in the movie theater. I am not paying for it on my fucking TV. I already pay too much for all these streaming platforms. So I'm going to wait several months until they're free.
I see. I would encourage folks to go to the movies.
You asked me for my preview.
Thank you for your preview. And now let's all greet Chris Alvarado, the pie guy. I'm guessing zero regrets from eating half a Costco pie live on Instagram, but were there any after effects?
There were. I think I've made it clear, I'm sober. I don't drink booze or do drugs. And going to bed that night, I felt this kind of like rush and my eyes were getting red. It felt like a blood sugar issue or like a blood pressure issue, I should say. Mm-hmm. And in the morning, listen, I've had headaches and stuff or been sick. In the morning, my mouth was dry and my head hurt, very reminiscent of a hangover.
Whoa.
And I've been told that when people stop drinking beer specifically, there's a lot of sugar in beer, that they tend to eat more sugar. And I think that was it. I felt, and it was for about two full days. A lingering hangover headache. I think it was all the sugar.
Was it enough to slow you down?
That night, I feared. I was like, this is it. But I picked one up yesterday, and it's fucking delicious, dog.
Yeah, you fucking did. Those of you wondering, the Costco pie, almost, if not arguably, twice as big as a regular pie.
Thank you for clarifying that. I feel like people don't understand that. Thank you.
I don't think they know. Hey, there's Gary Anthony Williams.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Talking about Costco pies. That's what they used to call. They call me that, seriously, from the... from when I was 35 to 39. That's the only name I went by.
Speaking of food at Costco, there's a lost leader on the outer opportunity for a hot dog or pizza. But it leads me to my question I've written down for you. How many hot dogs have you eaten this year, give or take three?
That would be zero.
That's correct.
I am a worldwide vegan. And I haven't even had a vegan hot dog this year. I did have a vegan sausage with a friend of mine.
Yeah,
I don't know if that counts. I'll say two.
Okay.
But a hot dog, I haven't had a good hot dog inside my mouth. And
I'm on my way.
Since before 1989.
Jesus Christ.
He's got hot dogs with him.
I'm bringing you hot dogs.
Oh, he has hot dogs.
No, I don't care which way. I don't know. I don't care if it's a pant dog or a bun in the dog. I don't care. If you're bringing me one, bring it
That's
over.
Right. That's right. I would love to bite into a vegan sausage and have it taste like a carrot. That would be...
They're like now a making carrot. A lot of, you know how they're making vegetable stuff that tastes like meat? So now making a lot of meat stuff that tastes like vegetables.
This is what I want.
So, yeah.
This is what I want. Yeah. Look out. It's James Heaney time. Jennifer Love Heenan. You're your favorite what? Come on, Kevin. Write what you think, not what you know. What was your favorite class in high school and why?
Wow. Let's see. I guess
is that a tough area to go?
It's
back
tough.
To?
I didn't really like the classes.
No.
Really enjoyed the in between stuff like hall. I guess it would be creative writing. I enjoyed creative writing.
Yes.
If I could go back to high school now, I would probably stick out. But I think I would enjoy history class a lot more because as an adult, I've really gotten into history. But as a high schooler, I just tuned out. And sure. I didn't relate to it.
Yep. I think a lot of your creative, if not comedy people, would agree. That was certainly my experience. And when a teacher really gave a shit and taught creative writing, I was also dialed in. Taught Mark Twain, specifically the Samuel Clemens years, the entire semester. That's always that. And that changed my brain. And last, but only one chopstick for you if you think of, at least it's Joey Greer. Come Drunk Love. How do you imagine your first day and or night in federal prison?
Well, pretty good. Mm-hmm. Because I'm the dean. I'm going to be the dean.
All right.
And I'm going to be running it, you know, and it's going to be chill. Right. And this is the thing. People always give federal prison a bad rap, all right? And I want to change the tone, right? Mm. So
change the conversation.
Exactly.
Yep.
So instead of stairs, we're going to have slides.
Sure.
And the way how do I get back up? Oh, how do I get back up? I just slid down. How do I get back up? You know, I already thought about you, dumbass.
Whoa.
All right.
Jesus Christ.
What is a prison dean's responsibilities as opposed to a warden?
Keep all the frats in line. All right.
Keep Jeremy Piven's hair on.
Make sure Greek Week goes on.
All of our scene suggestions are gathered from your listener emails or from our patron VIPs. To become a patron supporter of the show and enjoy exclusive content like upcoming, not tomorrow, upcoming opportunities to join us in this very Zoom gathering. If you're at the Alchemaniac status, ooh, or enjoy the bonus scenes. People really seem to love these new bonus scenes that have been dropping on Patreon. The VIPs are welcome to them as well. And we're going to keep them going. Head on over to patreon.com/alchemythis. If you'd like to suggest a scene via email, I welcome you to do so. I enjoy reading them and writing you back as soon as I can. Write to us at alchemythis@gmail.com. That's alchemythis@gmail.com. Scene one comes to us from a Patreon VIP supporter who's listed here as unknown, because when I did the copy and paste, I did not include that part. So if you're out there and I'm reading this now, your suggestion, write to me again. Call me at whatever names you'd like. Just to remind me so I can drop your name in later and thank you proper. He wrote, or they wrote, how fucking old of me. They wrote, you guys are awesome. Thank you for all this podcast that you do and keeping it alive, except Joey. He's really holding you back. So a truth speaker, I think. I
guess I'll just take my leave.
Yeah. Fine. Show yourself out. Here's this person's suggestion. I'm anticipating Chris's ire. A person's farts smell exactly like different fast food, so no one knows why they keep smelling Subway or Taco Bell randomly.
Well, guys, I was over there.
What time did they do so we could stop talking at that
this
point.
That's exactly what I was about to say.
They're yeah, I was also going to get in there. Oh, I was going to say that too. No, 15, go for it.
15 minutes. They're 15 minutes. 15 minutes.
Okay.
15 minutes.
And so do we want complete silence among us in the backyard here so they don't, or do we want them to sort of sense something and that's why
did
they
did you order
out,
Subway?
And then we yell surprise.
I didn't order Subway. The food shouldn't even be here till after they get here and the surprise party's done.
That's exactly
no, I didn't
right.
order Subway, no.
Because that's going to ruin the party if there's Subway. I'm going to check the front.
Yeah.
For Subway? Okay. Tim. Yeah? Are you checking the front for Subway?
Yeah, I'm going to go to the front to see if there's Subway.
Okay.
He is a fast food fan. I think he's just a phantom thing.
I smell Subway. You know, I'm going to go check the side and see if there's Subway over there.
Okay.
Well, I know we watched a movie, but maybe we can hang out in the car for like 15 minutes and just like chat. It's your birthday, so let's have like a birthday chat in my car.
Well, yeah, we're right here at my place, though.
Yeah, but let's just talk. Like, we never get to talk.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. And we kind of sat there in silence, you know, for 2 hours at that movie. And I was double masked, too, because I'm so paranoid about going to the movies.
I know, which is, I think it's good.
was good.
I just hope we didn't get COVID at the movies.
No.
Do you feel like that concessions guy was safe?
That's a good question. No, I feel like he's probably already had it once or twice. You know?
He looked like he's had it. Yeah, he's got long COVID, I think.
Oh, give me one second.
Jesus.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, are you guys just in the movies?
Were we in the...
Yeah, are you guys just in the movies?
But we went all... We were like 45 minutes away.
We went to a movie 45 minutes away. How would you know that?
Oh, what'd you think of it?
You don't even know what we saw.
Okay.
We definitely got COVID from that guy.
Okay.
Did you ask him if they want to do our movie podcast?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Let's record it in the car. We followed them all the way here. They're not going to come back to our place.
They said that you need to ask.
I gotta ask? Uh-huh. All right, hold on. Hold on here. Thunk, thunk,
thunk. Jesus, they're...
We're not rolling down the window, but okay, yeah, we can hear you.
I need to talk to you. Roll down the window.
I can hear you fine. You can hear us, right?
Barely. We do a movie podcast where we find strangers that saw movies with us. We find unrelated perspectives on it.
That's a good idea.
Wait, are you two sick guys?
Yeah, you've heard
Holy
of us?
Shit, this is insane.
I'm a Patreon subscriber to Two Sick Guys.
Oh, that's great.
All right, Franklin, so you met the two sick guys and you're going to bring him into the office today, is that right?
Yep.
All right. Yeah, I'm glad you're talking for Franklin today, because that son of a bitch promised me last year that he knew some other guys that was going to make this broadcast go through the roof, and he's shown me... But before you open that trap of yours, didn't I tell you there's no eating in this fucking office? I told you that, right?
Can I speak now?
I'm just saying, who's got Chipotle in their pockets? Who's got Chipotle in their pockets? Oh, everybody, let's do what we always have to do. Take your pockets, turn them inside out.
As we're doing this, just a point of clarification. The reason why I'm speaking for Franklin is because after we met the two sick guys, well, let's just say we had a time. Okay. We had a time. He lost his voice.
I'm going to pat you down now. There's nothing in your pockets. Could you get Franklin to also turn his pockets inside out since he doesn't do shit? I tell him it.
Jim, just so I'm on the same page, I think I like where your head's at here. What exactly is a new item at Chipotle called the Pocket Chipotle? What is it we'll be selling?
Well, it's pretty simple. It's like a burrito.
Right?
Actually, it is a burrito, but the tortilla shell is really thick.
The what shell?
And the tortilla shell is really thick. It's thick enough that it's going to be able to survive the random things in the person's pocket without being punctured. And you don't have to worry about beans or anything getting in your pockets because it's a thick tortilla shell.
Right. But the sales point, we're telling people take it with you in your pocket?
Yeah, that's why. Here, I've got one in my pocket, and actually, believe it or not, it keeps pretty warm. It's not hot, but
okay.
Here,
I know you're a big fan of the 30s and baggy pants in general, but the kids aren't really doing the kind of a tight pant.
Look, Franklin, you can't go. You can't go to do the podcast right now. Schedule it for later. We got to head into your place in about 30 seconds.
I can't believe we just met two sick guys.
I should get them the hookup because I know a guy who produces podcasts.
Oh, so shit. Maybe I'll
He's very particular about what kind of food you can bring into the office. But hey, because they're independent. Sorry. They're not on a network.
Oh. I'm so sorry to interrupt. I'm just at the house two doors down, 614. And didn't mean to interrupt. Did you drop off Subway? Did you drop off Subway?
Where did I know you? I know that guy.
Wait, Franklin?
Yeah, it's me, Franklin.
Holy shit! It's Josh Colonel. How are you, bud?
I know Josh Colonel. What happened? Where have you been, man? It's great to see you. I was literally just thinking about you.
Did you make me appear?
Okay, I guess I manifested you.
Look, we got
Josh Colonel.
All right, Josh has been gone for a while now. This surprise party should be starting, and I don't know where the fuck he is. I went around front. I didn't find any subway around there, and I certainly didn't see Josh anywhere. It's like he's gone.
Well, he can't just be gone. So he's here somewhere. Did you check both shitters?
Of course I checked the shitters. That's number one on me. Do you know that? You remember that Bible thing where there's two sets of footprints in the sand and then there's only... Yes. I went around, I followed his footprints and suddenly his footprints weren't there anymore. So either Jesus picked him up and floated away with him. I don't even...
Well, no, let's just go with that. Is that your phone?
Yeah, that's my phone. Hello.
You know you can change that ringer.
No, you can. I can't. I have no idea how to do it. Hello, it's me.
Hey, it's me. Are you ready?
I'm sorry, this is me. Hello.
Curtis, who are you calling? Who are you talking to?
Are we ready?
Oh.
Are we ready for what?
Yeah, it's we are.
My mom.
Colonel, get in the car, man.
No.
What am I? Am I real? Oh, God.
Are we ready? Are we ready?
Did I hear Josh Colonel with you?
Yeah, I got Josh and Franklin. I just want to know if you're ready.
Josh, did you eat Arthur Treacher's fish and chips?
And that is scene one. Chris's character ended up being the single worst person to organize getting the person there for their surprise party. Are we ready?
Everyone else is playing dilly-dally over here, and I'm trying to get the man to his party.
That I appreciated.
Yeah.
Scene two comes from listener Charlie... Thunt, Thuente. Craig, Thuente.
Wait, one more time.
Thuente.
Thuente.
There we go. Thuente to block. Who wrote? I just started to listen. Yeah, it was definitely not Thunt.
Or maybe Toont. I like Toont.
Let's go with Charlie Toont. I've just started to listen to these podcasts, and now you've just finished. While I'm at work, and I love them so much, I would enjoy a scene about how Blimpo the Clown will join the MCU in Phase 7, if this hasn't already been done. Love your podcast, Charlie. So let's see if everybody's signed in. Is everyone signed in? If you haven't signed in, there's a sheet up front. You've got.
Are we supposed to respond or?
If you haven't signed in, there's a sheet up front. I need your name, the time of your appointment, and your agent's name if you have one. Okay.
So if we signed in, do we say anything or no?
Have you signed in, sir?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Hey, if you have, aren't you a cop?
You talking to me?
No, this guy I'm sitting next to. This
the guy who signed in.
You have to tell him if you are.
It's you. You're the cop. You're the cop. It's me? You. I know. You talking to me? No, the guy who just said I reckon, dude. You brought me in downtown once. You interrogated me. You're Blimpo, right? Yeah. It's probably not coming back to you, but it's coming back to me real hard. Yep. There was two other cops in that interrogation room, and then you came in. Yeah.
Wait, are you talking to me or are you talking to
you?
Are you talking to me?
Nope.
Stay out of this, pal.
You're a cop.
No, I'm a clown. I'm here to audition for a clown.
I don't mean to eavesdrop, but I got into a little bit of trouble a few years back, and you interrogated me also. There was a good cop. There was a bad cop. And then there was a clown cop. And I got to be honest, actually, you made the interrogation a lot better. I felt like it was easier to talk to you.
Oh, shit, guys, I'm sorry if I just walked in. Have you asked for the sign-ins yet? I haven't signed in yet.
They did it. They did ask for the
Wait a minute, you're a fucking cop. You're a cop.
I am not. I am auditioning for a part. A
couple of years ago.
Now, listen, we just need something real, okay? I get it. These are characters in a comic book. But can we, for once, get an actual hero and put him on screen?
Hey, slow down. What's your idea of real? Why don't you tell me that first?
I don't know. Maybe someone with swords, or that's too stupid.
Excuse me, gentlemen. I know y'all in the middle of a big movie conversation because I overheard you when I was on table 7. Uh-huh. Can I get you either a sweet tea or a tea with sweetener or no tea at all? Just some water with some lemon on the side. Those are your three choices. Which one would you care for?
What are you having, Mr. Real?
Shit. You don't have any soda or anything?
No,
you know?
I'm going to go over it again. A sweet tea or a tea with sweetener or water with some lemon on the side. That's your three choices.
I guess just the tea. The sweet tea.
Sweet tea. Okay. And you, sir?
Well, you said tea with sweetener, so I could also have that tea without sweetener.
I'm going to bring it with the sweetener on the side. It's going to have sweetener on the side.
Yeah. All right. I'll have that, please.
Okay. Enjoy your movie talk.
Thank you.
Wait a second. Now, what about that
He's server? Real. He's real. Yeah, Why don't we put him in the damn movie? I don't know what the sword bullshit was.
I'm just spitballing, okay? I'm just trying to think of something here, okay?
No, you're very passionate, which I appreciate, and you keep driving home this real word. So give me what's real.
Paul, what's going to happen after phase 7?
Well, we're going to do phase 8, 9, and 10. What do you think's going
to
happen?
Look at that. Look at that. There's no passion. There's no fire. But if we give people a reason to watch.
So we pick one of them to be in the movie, and then everyone goes, oh, shit, I could do this.
That's what I'm saying. Why not?
Is that what you're saying? Because
that's what I'm saying.
All right. Because that's never worked.
I got an idea. Why don't we make that server a villain?
Okay, here you go, guys. Here is your sweet tea, and here is your tea with sweetener on the side.
Have you ever acted before?
Yes, I have.
Oh, boy. Fantastic. Do you have, like, representation?
I do. I have representation. I have a headshot and a resume, and I have two scripts I have written.
Okay, you have those already on you. Okay.
Look, friends, I don't know what to tell you. I just did an audition. I'm Blimpo the Clown, and, you know, a notice went out. They're looking for a Marvel Comics clown.
All right. I recognize you. What
are the odds that three actors would have been committed or have been accused of committing a crime and were all interrogated by a clown at
some point?
And
that's the crazy part is I did some violent shit, too, when you was interrogating me. Some real violent shit.
What role are you here for?
Who, me? No, I'm just here to watch the audition.
Me? Are you talking to me?
No, I'm talking to Blimpo.
No.
For the clown.
Do you want to run some lines?
Sure.
All right. I'm also going out for the clown, but I'll read.
Well, we can switch.
We'll switch. Okay. All
right. You read the FBI director first, and I'll read the clown.
Okay. Sounds good. All right. If you weren't there, then where were you?
I was in my car with a bunch of other clowns.
Damn.
It's not a lot in that scene.
It's a two-line scene.
I mean, you think sometimes they'll mock up
Can I just? I mean, I was innocent and I didn't get charged. What violent stuff did you do?
Who, me? Talking about me?
Yeah. Me?
I skint several things, man. I skint stuff.
I don't know what that means.
Okay,
can I run?
Oh my god! Blimbo? Did this guy go to jail?
Let's run it. I might paraphrase that FBI line just to make it my own.
Okay, a little bit. Okay.
So if you weren't there, where were you?
I was. I was in the car with a bunch of other clowns.
Oh, that's good. You paraphrased it a bit too.
Well, Don, looks like it's been 15 months. Your parole is over. I know you were going out to some auditions and all that stuff, and I was wondering if maybe before we end our parolee relationship, we could run a couple scenes.
Yeah, absolutely, man. Yeah, whatever. Right.
Great. So, I'm just so nervous.
Oh, God. Oh, God. There's a deer out here. There's no skin on it.
Uh-oh.
Holy shit. What the fuck is that? That's crazy. All right. So let's...
I'm going to be honest with you.
Yeah.
I told you this whole time that I want to go be an actor. What I really want to do is track down that motherfucking cop that questioned me and kill that motherfucker. You understand?
Come on. Don, Jesus, man. You can't tell me that thing, man. You can't tell me that I'm just trying to run fucking lines.
Then pretend I was acting.
Okay. What is that, Dawn? That confuses me, Dawn.
Hey, all right. So who's up next? Who signed in next?
That's me, Blimpo.
Blimpo. It's Blimpo.
Me? Next. Are you talking to me?
Okay. No. Okay. All right, Blimpo. Listen. A couple of notes before we head in there. The director is looking for real.
Okay.
Like mumblecore, like early Duplass stuff.
This is a Marvel movie, right?
Yeah. He's taking it in a new direction.
Okay.
Or, you know what? I'm not going to give you too much, but that's just that's the tone of it.
There's not a lot to this scene, right? There's not a lot to chew on.
Look,
it's an exchange.
Come on in. Hi, everybody. I have Blimpo here.
Hi, everyone. Blimpo.
Hi, hello. Blimpo. Hi.
Not a cop. I'm a clown. Not a cop.
Okay.
All right. I'll be reading the scene. Unless, director, do you have any thoughts before we get started?
But I'll tell you what I want is
something
a little very realistic. And, give me the very... I want to close my eyes and I want to be there.
Okay. All right, here we go.
Okay, this director is asking me to be real, but
can I stop you for 1 second?
Yes.
Okay. When I say I want you to be real, I'm saying I don't want to see or hear a performance. Go.
Okay, but you're a talking pug, so it's hard to reconcile be real with a little dog who can talk is telling me this.
For size is relevant.
Hi, I saw that the clown went in before me. I had signed in before the clown, so I don't know if there was if there was something maybe scheduling wise.
Right, you were the guy in the back that was asking the questions.
Uh huh.
Yeah, so maybe that slowed down things a little bit for you. How about that?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So your name next,
is
or?
Your name is written down. What time was your appointment?
My appointment was for about 45 minutes ago. Is that 11 o'clock?
We're running about 48 minutes behind, so we're close.
Okay. So in about 3 minutes?
I think. Let's say yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, great. I'll just take a seat.
And scene.
Oh, boy. All right. Maybe I threw you off a little when I said, down here. Hey, down here.
Yeah, sorry. Sorry. Yeah, I see you.
Kind of hard to miss me. When I said I don't want to see or hear a performance, what I really meant was I want to believe what you say.
Okay. Because last time I said and did nothing, I just stood there still. That's how I interpret it. I don't want to see a performance at all.
Right. And I didn't really believe that.
Okay.
I felt you were restrained.
All right. Good note. Good note.
Why are you sharpening that knife? There's no knife prop. Should I have brought a knife with me?
Of course you should have brought a knife, man. You carry a knife everywhere you go.
Shit.
Were you not in the Boy Scouts?
No.
Yeah, me either.
Do you think I could use your knife during my audition?
If a man doesn't give another man a knife, then a man doesn't truly trust another man. Of course. That's a long way to say, of course, you can use my knife. I should have just said, of course. Let's try it again. Let's try that again. Shit, just ask me again. Just ask me.
Pardon me, everybody. Sorry to interrupt. There's been a new development. We've had, this is unusual, we've had a booking in the room. Booking in the room.
Meaning?
Blimpo the Clown just got the part in the room. So those of you that are just hanging out here, no need.
Can we audition to be the director or producer or something?
Who hung this man up by his arms?
There's skin missing. missing.
Sir, skin. Method or not, the audition has been, the role has been cast.
Look, Sarge, I went in undercover and they booked me for the movie. I don't know what to tell you. Look, Sarge, we're going to find this deerskin killer at some point. Like, I know he was close.
I just don't know where your head's at, okay, Blimpo? I felt like you were supposed to go
in. You can
in
call
there.
Me Carl.
I don't want to call you Carl, Blimpo. You're a hero to something.
I'm not in the makeup right now, Sarge.
Fine.
But I got to go to Atlanta for 9 months. They also got me a personal trainer. I got to get ripped.
Well, you got to decide for yourself right here and right now.
Do you want to be an MCU actor, or do you want to be a hero?
MCU actor.
Don, I think this is exciting. I mean, I am totally down with this. Let's just go to Atlanta. Let's take that by storm. You know, I think Hollywood's too saturated, right? I mean, this is it. This is it, Don. I'm with you. Let's do this, huh? Oh my God, I feel juiced. You know, bringing theater back into this and onto the screen and the screen back into theater, man. God. Oh, are you asleep, Don? Oh, okay. I'll just turn the music down.
No. I'm sorry, man. I didn't hear you. Oh. I didn't hear you at first. Yeah. You want to go to Atlanta?
Yeah, your idea. Yeah.
Yeah.
What's up? What's up, Don?
Great idea. I just had a lot of changes of hearts, man. My heart's been changed.
What happened?
I had an event. Okay. I don't know if I could say more than that. I had an event.
Event Horizon, event like a gala.
All of those.
Jesus.
Yeah. So my father owns 28 acres in Atlanta. If you want to go there, you can have all of those. I'm giving it all away.
I can't take all 28. Don, come on. You can. Don't take a couple acres.
Start your own studio down there. Start your own studio. Do whatever you need to do. I'm just had an event. I'm out. I'm tapping out of the business.
No, the doors are locked. Do not roll out of the car. Okay, why don't we just maybe talk about it on the drive? Maybe you'll have another change of heart. Huh? Maybe we can have a new event now, huh?
Sure. Yeah. If that makes you feel better, yeah. Let's pretend I'll change. Let's go.
Why don't we just stop at that Subway? Have a couple foot longs. Talk it over.
That's great. Let's do that. Let's stop at Subway.
Blimbo over here. Blimbo over here. Talent Weekly over here.
Yes,
Blimbo.
Yes.
Hi.
Blimbo, me?
Blimbo, I just want to say.
Not you, Pat. Why are you answering?
Huge fan. Now,
Of Talent Weekly.
Thank you. Now, how do you feel about the correlation between your rise in fame and rise in crime?
Well, there's a correlation that does not imply a causation. I'm booking more work as an actor. I don't know what that would have to do with the rise in crime. I'm not a cop. Blimp over here.
The Atlanta Journal-Constitution. Blimp over.
Yes, AJC.
Yeah. How do you feel about the name Carl?
Carl?
Yeah. Blimpo. How do you feel about the name Carl?
For like a clown or a...
For like, I don't know, somebody going undercover trying to trick the world. In your face!
Well, I wouldn't know anything about that. I'm merely a clown who's now the lead in a huge Marvel tentpole movie. I really should not be having a press conference. I've got 10 hours of motion capture that I got to do later today.
Hey, you're Mr. Blimpo, right?
Yeah.
I'm your
just
trainer.
Blimpo is fine.
I'm your trainer. We're going to do at least 2 hours in the morning, 2 hours in the afternoon, and 2 hours at night.
All right.
So we're going to start off with some light stuff, all right? Give me like 60 push-ups.
I've been stress eating. It's been really tough. Like, this is more than I can handle. I did a 2-hour press conference today for no reason.
Now, I would say for no reason is true. We're going to start you on a strictly kombucha diet.
Isn't that a little sugary?
You'd be surprised. We got different flavors. They're all unsweetened, no sugar.
Oh, so not GTs, huh?
No, you're going to love the natural taste.
Blimpo, I don't know what's going on, but some of these articles are coming out are really going to hurt the franchise, okay? So we're going to need you to go out there and do some public PR, all right?
Public relations?
public relations.
Because I was doing private PR for a while.
And now you're saying
I've got to take that PR public.
Look, Mr. Fake does not like the idea that one of his actors is causing crime to
Why did you call him?
Paul Feig.
Oh, Paul Feig is directing the Marvel movie. I did not realize that. Okay.
Yes. So he's...
Mr. Feig, sit. Good boy. Good boy. Good boy. Come on. Scratch your little belly. You're so funny. You're so talented.
So that little pug with the designer suit and the bow tie was Paul Feig.
Yes.
Okay, yes, the entire time. Realize he loves they got to tell him. You who's going to be in the room. You know,
it's not like the police, so they don't have to do that. They don't have to discuss.
Right, that's a myth to the cops.
Hey, Sarge.
Yeah,
I know things have been tough around here lately.
Oh hell yeah, they've been tough.
I was wondering if maybe I could audition for the role of clown in the interrogation room, since I know that's been lacking around here lately.
You think we have an audition process? Come here, my dear boy. Here. Oh, in this drawer, I have white cream makeup. Give me a hug.
What are you going to do?
Oh, okay.
What are you doing with that white cream?
Yeah, that makeup's not going to stay. It's just cream.
Look, I got the part you didn't, okay? I got the part you didn't.
I'm just saying, man, it's melting on your body.
Anyway, you're a good cop. Who's bad cop today? Because I'm clown cop.
I don't know.
We've got a return client. We need somebody to interrogate him. He's got a knife, a lot of blood. He's in the interrogation room now.
Return client?
I'm just good cop, so I'm trying to be friendly about it. He's a bad guy. He's a bad guy for sure.
What's happening?
All right. Okay. The clown cop, let's go.
All right. Okay, little Jergens on the face.
Dude, it's in your eyes. Is that burning?
It's fine.
That is scene two. Man, oh man. Patron VIP Jared Lewis gives us this next scene. He wrote, "I continue to love the show." How about that? It continues for Jared. His scene suggestion is the Uncle Hotline. And follow-up comment, whatever came out of the review corner Kevin asked Craig about. Whatever came out of that, we keep doing it because it's funny and makes me laugh. The Uncle Hotline.
Hello, you just reached the Uncle Hotline.
Hi, I'm looking for some uncle-y advice.
Yeah, of course. This is the Uncle Hotline. What do you got? We handle advice. We give...
My parents just keep arguing, and I'm wondering if there's something I can do to make it so that they get...
Are you an uncle, or are you a nephew or a niece?
I'm a son.
I need you to hang up this phone if you're not an uncle. But this is exclusively for uncles. You need to call some other hotline.
I was trying to get uncle advice.
Hold on. You stay on the line. I'm going to answer this. You just listen to this. Yes, hello, Uncle Hotline.
Hi, I'm looking for some funcle advice, fun uncle advice.
Are you an uncle? Are you a fun uncle?
No, I'm a nephew.
Okay, look, get off this. Now, both of you get on the line at the same time.
Hello?
Is a line exclusively for uncles calling in who need advice or just emotional support or have advice to give to others. Nephews and kids and sons, that's not for you guys.
Okay, have a nice day.
Get the hell out of here. Hey, Jeff, give me a cup of coffee, man. This is killing me today.
What's going on?
Hey, see, the kids are calling in, man. They're not uncles. These kids are calling in. We need to do some kind of better advertising for what we're doing here, Jeff.
I don't know. I mean, all the people I've been getting the same thing. It's just non-uncle people wanting to connect with the brother of their father, and it's...
So we haven't gotten a single uncle online?
None.
You know
none.
What's happening, don't you?
All right, everybody, thanks for meeting up. So there's been some concerns raised recently about the clients, the quality
repeat,
of clients.
The repeat customers.
Yes. So I understand here, I'm looking at the comment cards that have been pulled out of the box.
What do they say?
You know, you can move up, Terry.
I'm getting back here.
There's like 100 empty seats between you and the back of the room.
And Terry,
I mean, that's something else. Look how many uncles we've been dropping, huh? This place used to be filled with uncles. Now there's only five of us?
All right.
You could not swing an aunt without hitting an uncle. And now I didn't get a single uncle call today.
All right, then.
And listen, Lou, are you an uncle? Are you an uncle, Lou?
I own the business. Come on.
Are you an uncle?
That's a simple question, Lou.
I'm working on it. My sister's.
Jesus.
My sister is trying to have a baby, okay?
Then you're not working on it. You're just patiently waiting for your sister to get knocked up.
Look, all I'm saying is I hear you loud and clear.
Hey, what do you mean you're working on it?
Are you forcing them to have sex and watching them, Lou?
What the hell's going on, Lou?
I'm not forcing them, but I'm watching.
Oh, Lou, I didn't expect you to come over today.
What's happening?
Jerry, Lou's here. My brother, we have come inside. We'll have dinner together.
Okay, great. Thanks. Wow. You look pretty today.
Thank you. That's weird.
Where's Jerry?
Jerry's setting the table, and we were just about to eat. All right. This is perfect timing.
Awesome. Missing a fork.
Well, there is Jerry. The fork drawer.
Lou's here. Brother-in-law.
Lou!
All right, I'm just going to come in to you. Hey, man, good to see you.
What's going on?
Nothing. Just want to see what's up. Hey, you ever go to a gas station?
Sure. What kind of question is that?
I guess a dumb one. You ever try any of these white rhino pills?
White rhino?
By your sponsor, I'm guessing no. Dude, take one of these fucking things.
What's going to happen?
Well, Lou, I wanted to contact you first before I hid, respond to your sister, but
what's up?
Terry's not doing well.
What do you mean?
Jerry, can you sit back, please?
Yeah, what's up, dude?
What do you Terry's mean? Not doing well. They don't know what toxicology is running right now. They're not 100% sure. But
you just got the toxicology report in.
Oh, thank you.
Here you are.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
All right, these just a whole bunch of circles. You just drew a whole bunch of circles.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Oh, this isn't good. This isn't good.
Is it because he was sexing too hard?
That'd be a hard thing. But
is that due to this is interesting. A lot of bumping and grinding or
rhino fee pee? What is this?
Rhino fee pie. It's rhino fee pie. It's for
rhino
fee
pie.
It's a generic form of the white rhino pills that you can
look.
Find
doctor, at gas doctor, can I ask you a really difficult question?
Okay.
Are you an uncle?
I am. Yes. Why?
Holy shit. And now a personal question. How much money do you make being a doctor?
$7-8 million a day.
So, Lou, I'm supposed to take advice from you, a non-uncle, to tell me, an uncle, how to give advice to other uncles who are calling in.
This is what we're saying, man. This is nuts.
Come on,
okay, I'm going to fix it right now. Now, had you let me read the comment cards 2 weeks ago when this all started, you would know that I have a little bit of a budget, and that budget is going to go to new advertising. And I'm giving you
good.
I'm giving you $600-700 to make a new commercial to get two things. We need more uncles in this room. Well, for the production, and we need people to know only uncles can call.
Yeah, but do we each get that kind of money, or is it all go to the pool to the one?
Yeah, does it divide up?
The whole production is $600-700.
Yeah.
Dr. Murphy, would you step into my office, please?
Yes.
I know you are. Hey, by the way, thanks for singing. There's just too much sadness in this hospital.
I feel the same way.
I know you are up for a raise this year, so we would like to go ahead and just have a quick talk, a quick meet, as we like to say around here. And then
meet and greet. It.
Sure. And then just let's discuss your raise. Sure. You've been doing a fantastic job here at the hospital. Now, in forms of financial payment, you have a family that you're supporting.
Yeah.
I'm going to slide a piece of paper over with a number that we'd like to offer you in a raise, and then you just nod or nay, as we say.
Okay.
And slide.
Okay. Let's take a look at this. Hello. you know, $6 million more dollars. Do I want that a day?
Yay.
So you're looking, you want to get paid $7-8 million then.
Yes, but I would also like, if you want to bump it up in a couple mil, I'll take that. A little oil spill. Take it up.
Hey, sis. Sorry to hear about Jerry.
I just don't know what happened. He never did drugs before.
I'll be at the funeral for sure, but I wanted to I want to introduce you to my buddy. This is Jake. What? Jake, this is my sister. Jake's got a six-pack. Jake, show her your stomach.
See? It looks like this. I work out 2 hours in the morning, 2 hours at night.
Thank you guys for coming over. I'm sorry this place is a wreck.
Jake also
I just wanted to let you know that I'm there for you.
He brought your favorite rosé. Oh, wow. Yeah, so I'm going to step out for a sec and let you two just, you know, grieve together. Thanks, okay. Jake.
Jake,
your muscles are probably pretty sore because your husband just died.
Oh, that feels nice. Yeah, I loved my husband. He was just something special. We were trying to...
You got a knot in your right shoulder.
Ow, I don't know if that's a knot. That hurts when you...
Doctor, we have a patient just came in. Her right shoulder has exploded. We need Jesus. To do something about it immediately.
Yes, yes, of course. All right, I put her in an emergency room right now. We're going to have to do emergency surgery. Probably have to...
Never mind, doctor. She didn't make it.
Oh. All right, uncles.
So are you an uncle yet, Lou, or are you... what's the deal here, buddy?
What's going on? And we finished that commercial.
That's what I want to see. Let's see what you guys.
You can see all $600 right up there on that screen.
Let's take a look. I'll press play then. Good graphics.
Oh fuck! There's no sound. God damn it! Damn. Fuck! Forgot that shit.
All that. That's okay.
Fuck!
He looks like he's doing saying good things.
Damn.
What if we just did subtitles or something?
You can see we're all dressed as famous uncles. There's Sam, Wiggly, Buck, Tom.
Guys.
Is that your cell phone?
No, it's the phone. It's the hotline.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, Uncle Hotline, how can I help you?
Yeah, you fuckers killed my brother Jerry.
I'm sorry, are you an uncle?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead. Talk on. Yes. What what happened?
You fuckers killed my brother, Jerry.
It's fucking Terry.
Terry, are you calling for the back of the room?
That's our show for today.
Oh. Uncles.
Kevin.
Uncles unite.
Kevin just talks answers.
Yeah.
What's up? Yep. What's up? Lamest shit ever. I want to thank each and every one of you for not being as lame. James Heaney, thank you so much, my brother.
Oh, thank you for thanking me. It's been a pleasure. And as an uncle, I found that was a really relatable last scene.
Yeah. And thank you for that. Chris Alvarado.
Thank you. Man, I was just thinking how funny that video was that we posted with the bus exploding.
Oh, God.
That was incredible. Incredible.
Yeah. And by funny, you mean messed up.
Oh, come on. It's all...
That was the hardest I had laughed in months, if not years.
Yeah. That's good for something.
That's good for a lot of things. Craig Kukowski.
I am an uncle five times over, and the amount of work that I had to do to ensure that I become an uncle.
Right.
Like, let's just say that I'm glad that I've moved on from that.
Yes.
Yeah, for each of the kids.
Mm.
Like,
which one's your favorite? Which one's your favorite of the nieces and nephews?
Mason.
Oh, Mason.
That was all the
a kid named
together.
Mason?
That was all five names.
Madison.
Joey Greerman, thank you as well.
Thank you for having me. You know, if there's one thing I want everyone to do, especially during these times, is check out Alchemy This Instagram. You know, maybe the Reddit.
All right.
Alchemy This Pod.
Fair enough.
And definitely join up, you know, on the Patreon. You're going to get a bonus scene.
There's all kinds of bonus crap.
I mean, why not?
Gary.
Hi, man.
My regards to the state of... Michigan?
Michigan, yeah. I'm in Michigan right now. It is, let me tell you, and you probably know this, Kevin, because you do the road a lot.
I've
traveled.
Anything
you want in Michigan, they hand it to you. Like, it's like literally given, whatever you need. What's that song with if you go down to the river, bet you're going to find some people who, whatever.
Uh-huh.
You got no money, people on the river, happy. That's how it is in Michigan. Like, seriously. Like,
rolling
if you need
on
something, they're here for you.
Where are you?
On the state. You're the elbow.
The ashy elbow of Michigan, they call it.
You're the assy ash elbow of Michigan. Love it. Love you all. And to our wonderful producer and engineer to the stars, Mr. Doug Bain.
Bain.
Fine folks at iHeartMedia.
Bum, 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 bum.
I'm your host, Kevin Pollak, thanking each and every damn one of you for checking us out, telling everyone you've ever met all about us, and for your support. Please be kind to each other. So until next time,
Alchemy Lives.